speak until invited, and please state your name each time you're speaking, and TAC members, please state your name each time when making and seconding motions. I believe from DBPR we have Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, and Marlita Peters. I don't see anybody else there. Okay, let's determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Commissioner Batts.
Commissioner
here.
All right. Here. Bob Blair.
Here.
Apparently, Alex Tiger is here.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Are you able to hear me okay?
Getting the echo again. Perhaps someone has both their phone and computer on at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's Bill Schultz. Could you please mute him?
That wasn't me that time. Okay, because everybody else has the same problem. Okay, I believe Alex Tiger, you're here for Jimmy Buckner as the alternate.
Yes, correct. Good morning.
Good morning. George Eversole. Logan, Commissioner Marrero,
here.
Very good. Gaspar Rodriguez,
I'm here.
Bill Schultz is here. I'll just mark you here.
Here.
Yeah, it is coming through his. Joe Williams,
yes, I'm here.
Very good. Rico Yipo Coleman.
I'm here, thank you.
Mark Sanel.
I'm here.
All right. Let me double check on those. Is George Ebersold or Bert Logan here? All right, well, we have 10 of 12, so we do have a quorum, and we're ready to go forward. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the May 10th meeting and then to provide the commission with your recommendations on comments submitted for errata and glitch amendments. And unless there's any questions or comments, is there a motion by name to approve the agenda as posted?
Jim Batts, motion to approve.
Boyer, second.
Motion and a second from Batts and Boyer, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, are there any corrections or revisions to the May 10th, 2023 minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept those minutes as they were posted?
Staff's motion to accept as posted.
Second.
Motion and second from Batts and Boyer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, well, let's jump into it. This is the substantive component of our meeting, which is to provide the commission with recommendations on the three, in this case, errata submitted regarding the roofing code. So the process is I will introduce each one in turn. Proponents will have 3 minutes who wish to speak. Any opponents will have 3 minutes. If there are point counterpoints, there'll be one collective 2-minute opportunity for the pro and one for the con side, and then we'll come back to the TAC. The TAC has two considerations. First is whether the proposed comments meet the definition of errata, which is an errata to the code means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code. So that's what the statute says about errata. And then in this case, you don't really have any glitch, but there are certain criteria that we do deem that to be a glitch, and since we don't have any glitch, I'm not going to bother to go through those with you at this time. So when it comes back to the TAC, you'll say, if you agree that this is an errata that needs to be done, you say, my motion is to recommend to the commission that this is errata and recommend approval as submitted, or recommend denial. If you don't believe that it fits the definition of errata, then you would say a recommendation is not an errata, and you would recommend likely but denial unless there were some extenuating circumstances that needed to be considered. So that's the basic thing. So in essence, you have the comment meets the errata definition, recommend approval as submitted, as modified, or denial, or doesn't meet it, and then recommend denial. So that's the quick and dirty. I think we've all done this a few times before, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Does anybody have any questions on the process? Okay, Mo, you want to go ahead and orient folks, and then I will start off with the first comment.
Yeah, Jim, if you share the screen, please, very quickly. I just want to make sure everybody has seen this. This is mainly the metrics which provide for the glitch and the errata received, broken down by TAC. We have in this case the roofing TAC today, and you see there's two columns. One has to do with comments as received by November 1, which is the deadline. Also, we have on the far right a column which says the glitch errata with comment. This mainly has in it the errata received along with comments we received on the errata as noted. So for you, you will be mainly using the chart with the comments. Anyway, that's what I have for you. And any questions? No question? Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Well, the first one is RFPCB Chapter 35, errata number one, that was submitted by John Knebovich. Is Mr. Knebovich here? Okay. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak in favor of this errata? All right. Is there anybody
who wants to speak? Adam?
Yes, Scott. Go ahead.
Representing BOAF. And we do support this fix to reference the right correct section.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak in support?
Jeff, FRSA in support.
Great, thanks, Mike. Anybody else? Is there anybody in opposition to it? All right, coming back to the TAC. TAC members, if you feel this is an errata and support the correction, you would make a motion to approve, but to recommend the commission that it's an errata and to recommend approval as submitted. TAC members.
I believe it's an errata, and I'd like to make a motion. We recommend it. Poirier.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Second, William.
Yeah, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second that it is an errata and to recommend approval as submitted from Boyer and Williams respectively. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous as submitted. Okay, let's move on to the next one. It's RFPCB Chapter 35, errata number 2, submitted by Isaac Rodriguez. Anybody here, is Isaac Rodriguez or somebody representing Nemo here, which is to speak in support? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak in support?
Jeff, this is Scott McAdam with UAF, and we support this change for referencing the correct labor position.
Thanks, Scott. Does anybody else wish to speak in support of the comment regarding errata number 2?
Mike Silvers with FRSA in support.
Thank you, Mike. Is there anybody else? All right. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, coming back to the TAC, again, if you agree, the recommendation is errata as submitted, or if you didn't agree, it could be errata as denied. TAC members.
Four years, I'd like to recognize it is an errata and make a motion to approve it.
Second. A motion and a second from Boyer and Batch, respectively, recommend it's an errata and to approve as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Okay. Unanimous. Submitted. Our next and final one is RFPC EB 15 Building Chapter 7, errata number 3. All right, actually, it's errata number 1. It's number 3 for my purposes. Submitted by Claude Navanek. Is anybody here representing Mr. Navanek on this errata? All right, does anybody wish to speak in support of this?
Yes, this is
Mike Silver,
we support, and it's the proper conversion for a kilogram. Thank you.
All right, so BOF and FRSA both spoke in support. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak from the public, either in support or opposition? Hearing none, they must come back to the TAC for their action.
It is an errata. This is Boyer. I wish to recommend approval.
Okay. We'll just call it Boyer and Williams, respectively. Recommend to the commission that it's an errata and approve as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, all three were recommended for approval as submitted as errata. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to comment at this time? All right, Brian, would you like to go ahead and adjourn us, please?
Yeah, that was a heck of a quick meeting there, Jeff. I appreciate you moving that one along. I'd like to thank everybody for